We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Packing a flamingo.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Well, Duval, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, October 12th, goes to a 41-year-old Pensacola, Florida man named David Taylor. Now, what does your Uncle Charla always tell you about the great state of Florida? Repeat after me. The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Furthermore, I'm starting to realize 40-plus year-old people in Florida, especially amongst the Caucasian population, they look like 70-somethings. Okay, especially the men. My God. When I see these mugshots of 40-something-year-old white men in Florida, they all look like Golden Girls. And not even season one of Golden Girls, like season four or five. Matter of fact, let me not even disrespect Dorothy and Rose and Blanche and Sophia like that. Y'all didn't look as old as 40-something-year-old white men in Florida. But anyway, David Taylor was locked up and charged with cruelty towards a child and disorderly conduct. Well, what did he do exactly, Uncle Charlotte? What did those charges entail? Well, let me tell you. According to the arrest report, David Taylor was seen by deputies arguing with coaching staff at a Little League football practice being held at Longleaf Elementary School. I said Little League football practice in an elementary school. Why was he arguing with the coaching staff? Well, the argument began because David Taylor witnessed his son getting overpowered during a one-on-one tackling scrimmage by another 9-year-old player. I'm pretty sure that's how tackling scrimmages work when they're one-on-one. Somebody's going to get the best of the other person. So David Taylor, big grown 41-year-old ass, took his son's helmet, put it on his head, then got into a football kneeling stance. You know the stance I'm talking about. Hut, hut. Did that in front of the other 9-year-old and charged head first into that 9-year-old's chest. Then David Taylor grabbed the 9-year-old by the arms and pushed him several feet. Then that's when coaches intervened and began arguing with Taylor. Let me tell you something. There should have been no arguing with David Taylor. David Taylor needed his ass beat in that moment. Okay, where was this 9-year-old's daddy? Okay, where was his uncle, his big brother? Somebody to come put hands on David Taylor, okay? Where was Florida mom with the gun? Everybody in Florida got a gun. Folks in Florida treat their guns the way the rest of the country treats their smartphones. They feel naked and helpless without them. I wish mama was there with a gun and would have shot David Taylor. I didn't say kill him, but you're playing with my child. What happened to do unto others as you would have them do unto you? Why do we live in an era where adults think it's okay to do things like this to kids when they know they wouldn't stand for another adult doing that to their children? And why do adults like David Taylor not fear the repercussions and consequences of what could potentially happen if they put their hands on someone's child? This is just so random. We talked about it yesterday when we was discussing the situation with T.I. and his son. If you ask me what I would do to someone if they did something like this to my child, the answer is simple. I don't know. Okay, I ain't no killer, but don't push me. And nothing is going to push a parent further than someone messing with their child. Now, let's talk about the obvious. You mad because somebody overpowered your child in a one-on-one tackling scrimmage? Sir, you do realize that's the whole point of a tackling scrimmage, right? It's football, a contact sport, a very dangerous, rough contact sport. If you are a parent who can't stand to see your child get hit, then maybe, just maybe, you shouldn't let them play football. Okay, that's like letting your child be a swimmer because you love Michael Phelps and you want them to be the next Michael Phelps, but you get mad at the swim instructor for letting your child get wet. You letting your child box because you want him to be the next Floyd Mayweather, but you complaining that his opponent is punching him. I truly don't understand society anymore. I feel like I grew up in a much simpler time, or maybe the adults around me saw all this crazy stuff going around and kept it from us. I don't know. But nobody can tell me any good reason for David Taylor to do what he did to this 9-year-old child, because there is no logic to it. You know why it's no logic to it? One word, two syllables, maybe three, depending how you pronounce it. Flo-ri-da. Please give David Taylor the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
Strange world we live
All right.
People. Very strange
Very
world.
Strange. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Thank you, Yee.
Yes, call us up 800-5. Right? Yeah, we keep on. Look, we messing up today. All right. Envy left to go do an event. So, yes, call me up right now if you have any questions. You need some help with things. It could be relationships, friendships. It could be work. 800-585-1051 is the number. Call us up and I got you.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price.
But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.